I am Ginger Medley from Fulford UMC in North Miami. The promise for all. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female, for all are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. The precious gift of salvation through Jesus Christ is God's fulfillment of a promise made to all humanity. The body of Christ should be like a dazzling ring of diverse precious stones forged in love and perfected in salvation. Excluding people from the community of faith hinders our ability to shine bright like a diamond. All people are fearfully and wonderfully made to be God's jewels. God welcomes all to inherit the promise through Jesus Christ. Our high calling is to clothe ourselves daily in Christ. We must put on the character and attributes of Jesus, who consistently loved beyond social stigmas, religious barriers, and gender roles. The Holy Spirit yearns to lead and to teach us the way of Christ, revealing the kingdom of God on earth and transforming communities. May the Lord forgive us when we have been more like wolves in sheep's clothing instead of putting on Christ. Let us be Christian disciples of integrity who live as generous heirs of the promise, instead of like stingy imposters who exclude people because of sinful pride and prejudice. We are compelled to remember the soul-cleansing power of our baptism into Christ. Wait no longer. Respond today by calling on the name of the Lord to wash and make us anew, to make us clean from sin. You know, the way things are in the world, it's easy to feel like God's promise is just a fading pipe dream going up in smoke, a smoke of hatred and bigotry and injustice. But we are not called to live by feelings. We are called to live by faith. And God is faithful to his promise. His word is true. God does not lie and will not change his mind. The promise of salvation, the promise of forgiveness, promise of love is truly for all. So with courage and confidence, let's press forward by faith and live out the hope of God's dazzling ring of promise to all people. Let's pray. Lord of the promise, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Help me to embody the truth of your promise to all people. In Jesus' name, amen.